Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Endocrinologist Professor Mary Ryan is with us in studio today. Mary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Lovely to see you in person.
It is, yeah, because normally every other time we've ever talked, it's always over the phone. So it's lovely to have you in studio. And you're here today to tell us, of course, about your new book. It's probably your period. We'll chat about that perhaps in a moment. But there's definitely, I think, a much greater push to talking more openly and frequently, Mary, about periods and our understanding of them
totally,
in recent years.
Totally. And I think, as we've done with menopause, we're normalising women's health. We're talking about a very natural phenomenon. Every girl hopefully will get her period between the ages of 11 and 16, usually around 12. And periods should be, you know, 3 to 4 days, max 5 days long. And they should also happen regularly every 28 days. But unfortunately, because this isn't spoken about, and we all know girlfriends, and I know loads of patients who had 7 day, 8 day, 10 day periods, losing loads of iron, wondering why they were so tired, putting up with this for years. And the trouble is that if you're losing loads of iron, you're very fatigued. Iron, like one iron atom carries 4 oxygen molecules, so you're extremely exhausted, and you know you're going around tired for forever. And on top of that, then you're being, you know, not performing in sport, not performing at school. It's affecting your whole self confidence, self esteem.
Do you know what's funny? I would say it's probably only in the last decades that, for me myself, that you actually even begin to understand your cycle, because you nearly spend so many years where you don't really talk about it. It's kind of mildly touched on in secondary school.
And to be honest with you, we all just didn't even know when our period was coming, whereas now I love to see the young 13, 14s, they're all pulling out the app and the flow app, and they're saying, here, this is it, and I'm saying, brilliant, I didn't have a clue when it was coming, you know. So it's great to see that. But what I want, and I suppose as a doctor, what I see the end result. I see the patients, you know, with heavy periods, and as a result of heavy periods, what does that mean? It means the FSH hormone from the hormone receptor is over pumping estrogen receptors on the womb, on the breast, on the ovary. And you're ending up with, you know, not only excessively heavy periods, but you're ending up with inflammation. Because when you get circadian rhythms out of normal, you have an estrogen and progesterone imbalance. Then you have excess prostaglandins, which is a hormone-like substance that causes inflammation. So the normal thing is small amount of prostaglandins, we get cramps. We shouldn't be doubled over in pain, vomiting, back pain, pain down the legs. That's not normal. Yeah. And that means inflammation, which potentially can cause endometriosis and all the other things, you know, that women suffer from. It's just not right.
When you think about the amount of pain and how debilitating it is for so many, I'm sure, of our listeners, Mary, over the years, who have put up with this.
Absolutely.
You know, and how like bedridden they are, and as you say, bent over, the impact on work. Yeah. Lifestyle, like it's
absolutely
pretty incredible.
Girls performing at a top level, or even just an ordinary level, want to just enjoy sport, they can't do it. So I think we need to start talking about this to educate those girls, educate the mothers, educate the fathers, the boyfriends, the brothers, the sisters. It's a normal event, just like men have puberty. We need both sexes.
Just when you say that, I was actually thinking of some of our male listeners today who, you know, when I said we were going to be talking about periods and hormones, sure, some probably threw their eyes up and said, you know, this isn't for me. Yeah. But it's the wife, it's the partner, it's the mother, it's the daughter.
Totally.
Sister.
It's the coach that's training the team, the football team, the camogie team. You know, there's male and female coaches, and they need to know, you know, maybe she's a very heavy period. You know, if a girl, I mean, she might leak, you know, all these things can happen. And you need to be able to talk the language and normalise it.
Well,
so it's really important.
Understanding. Yeah. Often where I know a lot of my male friends began to maybe have a kind of a passing interest in their partner's cycle, or even understanding about it, is two things: infertility and if there's thyroid issues.
Oh,
and
totally.
At that point, they're probably presenting at the likes of you.
That's it. And we want to catch them, you know, way before that. So I really believe we can prevent suffering. We can prevent endometriosis, which is inflammation and adhesions in the tubes, outside the tubes. It's a dreadfully painful condition and does cause infertility. But if we get in there early, we could prevent it. And we've seen that in studies. And there's a lot of research out now, but we need way more research. So I hope writing this book is going to open the doors to push that. And on top of that, then we can prevent fibroids, because fibroids are overstimulation of estrogen receptors. So if you go in and reset the period early and very naturally, and I've written about this in the book, how you do it naturally, we can get all that back in order. But why wait, which is what we're doing at the moment? People are suffering. They don't want to talk about it. It's not normalised. And they're coming in then to me at 38, 36.
Yeah.
And they have problems. But we could have prevented those problems if I saw them at 13, 14, 15.
So for listeners listeners tuned in today, Mary, and they're thinking, you know, my own daughter is a teenager, or perhaps she's just started maybe now with her period. How can we teach teenagers to understand their cycle in an effort to try and kind of transform their health into the future?
So, first of all, they need to understand what a normal period is. So it is 3 to 4 days. You shouldn't be bent over. You shouldn't be vomiting. If you've got an excessively heavy period, severely painful, where you're just bent over, that's not normal. You shouldn't be as few cramps. So then your parent or you could present to the doctor, and there's a lovely natural way, and I talk about in the book, of sinking the cycle and getting it normal. And then if that doesn't work, then we can do other things. But it's about getting in there early. It's all about inflammation causes disease. You can prevent inflammation by correcting the hormone imbalance. And for all those listening, we have a lot of personal responsibility as well, controlling hormone health by eating healthily, cutting down on sugar and processed food, a good Mediterranean diet. And all of us can do this no matter how busy we are. So get rid of the sugary cereals. Make sure you have loads of fibre in the diet, like porridge or Weetabix. I don't want to see any of the others there, because a good gut health controls hormones. So we need fibre in the diet, all ages, but particularly at this age. And then, you know, so that's easy to do. Get your sleep, hydration, again, great for skin, hair, gut health and hormone health. And then on top of that, recharge. So they're the basics that all of us have to do for good hormone health. And that's man and woman, right? And then after that, if the periods are off, if you're suffering excessively, if you're, you know, weak and collapsing, which is what happens with very, very heavy periods, get that sorted. And don't be suffering for 20, 30 years. It's dreadful to think that we allowed women and young girls to suffer for this long.
Sure, it's unbelievable.
It's incredible. We haven't evolved just yesterday.
When I think back, you know, to my own time kind of at school, the pill was the answer to everything.
Every doctor put every
girl on the pill.
But we're trying now to move away from synthetic. I mean, with menopause, we're using non-synthetic bioidentical hormones, which are natural hormones. And that we know from research, there's a very low risk of any disease with that and causing cancer. So we're trying to move away from synthetic preparations. And you can do it all so naturally. And yes, we now have natural progesterone, cyclically progesterone we can prescribe to reset the hormones. So we're trying to do the holistic approach, diet, good exercise plan, sleep, and then if you need intervention, it's lovely and natural.
Before we chat about your book in a few moments, some listener questions, Mary, for you today. My daughter gets extreme mood swings the week before her period. Is there anything I can do to help her?
Yeah, so I talk in the book about the seed cycling and the good healthy eating. So you can do a thing called seed cycling, where you introduce flax seeds for the first 2 weeks and then sunflower seeds for the following 2 weeks, and that just supports estrogen in the first 2 weeks and progesterone in the second 2 weeks. We believe that the mood has got to do with a dip in progesterone. So normally, if the egg isn't fertilized, you get this lovely high. Either way, you actually get a lovely secretion of progesterone. And that's what's shed at 28 days after the period. But we've seen in research that the low progesterone levels in the latter 2 weeks is what causes the problem with the mood for PMS and PMD. So replacing that progesterone, you can do it naturally if it works, or else it can be prescribed by your doctor. But it's very important, because they do suffer dreadfully. I mean, I have patients who, you know, their mood completely changes. They just get very, very low. And, before they would have been given antidepressants, now we need to realise this is hormonal and we need to treat them.
Listener here, Mary, just got in touch. Not a question, more of just a comment to say, I'm the dad to a young lady. Bar the common knowledge bits I have surrounding women's cycles, I have to say I've learned a huge amount just listening to Mary Ryan and the show. So thank you. My daughter is turning 10 this year, so I have been aware that her first period could come soon. So I'm delighted now that I have the inside scoop.
Well, I'd love to see a father that's so interested in women's health and his girl's health. So it shows great, and that girl has been well nourished, which is lovely.
So most of our listeners obviously that know you as endocrinologist and as a doctor, you're now turned author. Why did you decide, I suppose, to bring out the book?
So I brought out this probably hormones because it was very about perimenopause and menopause. I've also written a chapter on perimenopause here at the very end, but I felt we needed to bring it right. That really did well and educated women, and they really said to me, do you know, what about preventing, talking all about periods, no one talks about it. And Sarah Gill, my editor in Gill, said, you know, Mary, I think it'd be a great idea. So I thought it's time now to reset this, to really educate the whole population. They've done great with menopause, perimenopause. We really achieved an awful lot, and man, woman, child knows all about that, and that's really worked to the betterment of society. So now we need to bring it back to where it all began with the period and prevent disease. I really believe polycystic ovaries, where you get cysts in the ovaries, and women are, those women are, like, I often see them starts at 15 and I see them at 34. They've been overweight because they're producing loads of bad insulin. They've acne, they've excess hair, and they just have suffered, and there's no need for it. And there's risk of diabetes and infertility. Whereas if you get them at a young age, we can prevent it. So I just believe that with knowledge, with education, we can prevent suffering in young women, which will help their self-esteem and help society. Because if you have a girl or a girlfriend or a, you know, a mother who's suffering heavy periods in her 30s and 40s, you know, you're not, everyone is affected.
Victoria Beckham was the first person I ever heard mention polycystic ovaries. And that's gone back nearly, whatever, I don't know, 30, probably, like, 25 years ago.
Isn't it terrible though? It's so common and we don't talk about it. And it is all about prevention. And these women, you know, you see them and they're 5 stone up and they're frustrated because they're eating so healthy. But sure, they're fighting against a hormone that's producing loads of fat. So once that's settled, they can do really well.
So aside from It's Probably Your Hormones, your first book, and now It's Probably Your Period, listener wondering, when are you going to bring out a book purely for the boys?
Well, that'll be on the cards. Yeah, we'll do that. I have two beautiful boys, so I'm all into equality. It's all about, you know, empowering both boys and girls and men and women. I'm all about equality. I don't want one ahead of the other. We had one ahead of the other for far too long. So I wanted equal.
Listener says she met you at the Future Fertility Show. Congratulations on the book. I'm wondering how beneficial is reflexology?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I actually did an interview with them. Reflexology is fantastic, and loads of research showing how it rebalances hormones and helps with the lymph drainage, which of course all of that will help with the bowel, and the gut actually controls an awful lot of the hormones, and liver, gut and kidneys have to be good for us to excrete estrogen and break down estrogen, so we get estrogen dominance if we don't have that. So it's really important. I love this holistic approach, and I think it's really important in medics that we embrace it. So we have to have everything going well. It can't be just about prescriptions. It has to be also about the patient taking control of their diet and their exercise and their sleep, and them knowing exactly what they need to do. And you know, when people, well, I see this with diabetics, when I tell a diabetic what they need to do, and if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen, they're always compliant. So it's all about education, and it's about empowering the patient to say, this is what you need to do for good health and for to live healthily and well into your 90s, and they always do it.
You're kind of a regular social media user as well.
To educate.
Absolutely. But I suppose it can play a vital role though, can't it, in reaching teenagers?
Totally. Like, and I think for too long medics weren't in that area, and there was some false information and misinformation. So I felt it was important as a doctor. I know loads of other doctors and pharmacists have come into the area as well, and dietitians, and I think that's brilliant, because it's important that we get the right information out there, and that's really important.
Please ask Mary. My daughter got her first period 3 weeks before her 10th birthday in January this year. The first three periods for January, February, March were regular, but she got another period in March this week. So two in the 1 month. Is it normal?
Yeah, so in the first 3 months, even 6 months, it can be irregular, and then it can set. What I would say to that caller is, make sure your diet is good. Make sure there's no, you know, chicken nuggets or any, really cut back on the processed food, because that really, really helps. But in it, that should settle. She will go down to 28 days. Probably give it 6 months, and she should. And if she doesn't, take her into your doctor, and they will sort it. But definitely get the diet super healthy and cut out the excess processed food. We're all allowed a little bit, but it's all about, you know, moderation, and we have really got to get that message across to kids.
Your new book, if people are looking for more information, it's out now, isn't it?
It's called
Your Period is the title of it, by Dr. Mary Ryan. People can get it on, as I say, all good bookstores.
And we have the launch night, so if any of you are listening, we have tea, sandwiches and wine and cheese this evening in Hodges Figgis at 6 o'clock, so we'd love you to come. And we're in Cork on the 15th of April in Eason's and Patrick Street. So they're the two
people can meet you there.
Yeah,
Mary, listen, thanks. I know you're a regular to the show here, and we appreciate your time.
Not
and thanks
at all.
For coming
love
into
being
us
on,
today.
Andrea. Thanks
no,
for having
to,
me.
Great to meet you, and continued success as well. Dr. Mary Ryan there, as I said, It's Probably Your Period.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.